And we're going to go now to Chicago and to NPR's Cheryl Corley, who has joined a family, 17 people who have evacuated from Gentilly and Orleans Parish. Cheryl, are you there?
I am.
And tell me about who you're with, please.
Well, we're going to start off with Melanie Noble, but as you mentioned, there is an extended family here, 17 people. The president was talking about the generosity of other people throughout the country, and they live now in a house that was donated, a three-flat here on the west side of Chicago. Some of them had traveled from New Orleans to Texas first, and some through Mississippi, and all ended up here. Melanie Noble is one of them, and I'm going to pass the phone to her and let you talk to her.
Great. Thanks, Cheryl. Is that Melanie Noble?
Uh-huh.
Hi, it's nice to talk with you. You are a long way from home tonight.
Sure, yeah.
And tell me, please, what you heard in the president's speech tonight. Did you take some comfort from what he had to say?
Not really. I mean, it sounds good, but who's to say that that's going to happen? I mean, after waiting 2 weeks after the hurricane to hear, you know, what they were saying, I'm not the one to believe that it will really happen. After waiting, you know, when we was in the convention center 4 days for food and water, I'm really not convinced.
You were in the convention center for 4 days?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Do you have any sense of whether your home is there to go back to?
Yes.
You do still have a home back home?
Yeah, I think my house was just flooded. I was able to go to my home, and the water was only, like, to the fourth step. I'm not actually sure if the water actually got into the home.
Mm-hmm. And what are your plans? Do you expect you'll be staying in Chicago? Would you like to make your way back? The president said today the great city of New Orleans will rise again.
Yeah, I would love to go back home, but who's to say it's going to be the same?
I understand you also have another family member there, Wallace Green. Is he available to talk?
Hold on.
Great.
Hello?
Hi, is that Mr. Green?
Right.
Hi, it's good to talk with you. Tell me, please, if you were listening to the president's speech tonight, what you heard there. What did you take from the speech?
I just hope what he said, he can live up to what he said concerning we'll be home soon. I just hope we can reunite with our family all over again.
Mm-hmm. He talked of people being out of shelters by mid-October. You have a home there in Chicago that you're staying in, I understand.
Right.
And what more would you want to be hearing at this point? What do you need to know?
Assistance, some type of assistance.
Have you been getting any assistance through FEMA, the Red Cross, anything?
Red Cross was the only thing I received.
Uh-huh. What kind of work did you do back home?
I worked for the City of New Orleans Sewage and Water Board.
For the Sewage and Water Board.
Right.
And do you expect that there would be a job there to go back to?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm more than sure it will.
And any timetable for you and your family of when you would be thinking you might want to go back? The mayor of New Orleans today was talking about certain neighborhoods where people can start going back as of next week.
I really couldn't say. I really couldn't say I want to go back or I don't want to.
I'm sorry?
I really can't say.
Well, Mr. Green, we appreciate your talking with us, and thanks also to Melanie Noble and to NPR's Cheryl Corley in Chicago. Thanks to you all.